Blog Talk Radio. Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live Yahuwah's Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio. Yahuwah's Ministry. I be your host by name, your seer, Israel of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries, part number 98, and it's a live broadcast. And we got a memo saying our elder will be a few minutes late in a conference with other ministers, and we'll be a few minutes late. So what we're going to do, we're just going to open the lines up, and he'll tell you all about the broadcast and those that's on the line and all that good stuff a little bit later. So our elder will be on shortly, and he'll tell you about who brings this broadcast and what it's all about. But one thing we can say on the international side, all the slots are still, and we see the WCC, they ready to go. The Latter-day Saints, they ready to go. Big Timothy Dolan out of New York, the Roman Catholic Church in New York, they ready to go. Got a lot of memos on the table. But we're going to put all the memos to the side, and we're just going to open the lines up and see who all going to be on stage for the tonight episode part number 98. And when I ever come, he'll tell you all about the broadcast. Remember, we come on every night at 6 o'clock, unless it's Friday, we come on at 7:30. Unless it's righteous days, what you call holy days, and all them days is 7:30. We just gonna open the lines up and see who on stage, and we'll get something going on till the elder come. All right, so let's see who will be on stage for the nice episode. And there's the young lion, Brother Makai Israel, one up and coming teachers out of Camp One. To see if we bring him on stage for the nice episode part 98 by saying, when you meet your brother with a loud voice, you say, Brother Makai Israel, tribe of Yahdah Judah, Yahuwah bless you, see Israel.
Yahuwah bless you, still Israel of Sea Roar. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah there, Brother Makai. Well, Brother Makai, we got a lot of members on the table, but we wait on our elder, but until the elder get here to tell you about the broadcast, we're just going to see if we get something going on in the ninth episode part number 98 and see what we can get going on. I remember telling Sister Wilson, I said, now, you know, this ministry is about saving souls. So I said, now, listen, why don't you just log in about 10 or 15 minutes, Sister Wilson? You know, she's a big manager on all these exchange stores called, what they call them, General Dollars. And I said, no, don't you need a good word every now and then, sister? She said, yeah, I need a good word. Well, they log into this broadcast, and we'll see which way the Spirit will take us in this word. So let's open up in Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Sister Wilson, get them books all spread out and pack that Bible a little bit. Let's see what the Almighty want us to tell you and the cast of thousands, part number 98. You're on the clock, Brother Makai, come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you. Now, we got a memo that just came in. Jasir, listen. A master teacher is in the room for the ninth episode, part number 98. Would you acknowledge that he in the room to take notes on your broadcast tonight? Look up, Brother Makai, look up the name David, D-A-V-I-D-H-E-L-M. He's supposed to be a master teacher. He's a master teacher. And he will be listening to the broadcast tonight. Let's see, can you find out anything on this master teacher? A lot of day saints say he's a master teacher, and he will be, and he know all about Deuteronomy's, and the memo saying he know about Deuteronomy's and everything. So let's find out, is he legit? His name is Dr. David, D-A-V-I-D-H-E, L-M, a master teacher, a master man in the scripture. Can you tell me anything about him before we get started about David Humes, H-E-L-M? You got anything on him there, young lion?
I'm pulling it up now. I just actually got that, caught that last spelling of that name, so I'm pulling him up right now.
He's supposed to be a master debater and teacher. His name is David, D-A-V-I-D-H-E-L-M. He's mumbling to tape number 98. Because they saying the six anointed camps is making up too much racket out here. So David is going to monitor the broadcast. So now I want to make sure, is he a live person or not? Is he a live person or not? David, H-E-L-M. Who is that that we can read?
Okay. 1 second. Internet moving a little slow here.
Okay.
Okay. We got Dr. Hymn. Dr. Hamm is the senior pastor of Church, Christ Church Chicago, chairman of the board of Charge Senate Trust, and council member for the Gospel Coalition. That's who I have here.
He's a pastor of a church.
That's what I have here, Dr. Hamm. Member of the Gospel Coalition. Dr. David Hammer, psychiatrist.
Okay, well, is there anything about him being a master teacher, anything like that? Anything on him that got his resume where he's to monitor this broadcast? And because one thing about it, the WCC, if they say the master teacher on, he must be a master teacher in something. We're going to find out. But David Hamm, what is his resume saying? Anything about his resume? Is anything saying about him? Or we can put it to the side and we get back on it later.
Yeah,
we can keep hands on deck because we never know what's coming on. And sooner or later, it's going to be some. Let's go to First Maccabees chapter. 2:43. Let's see what it says in First Maccabees 2:43. First Maccabees chapter 2 verse 43. Let's see what's going on there, young lion.
Okay, the book of First Maccabees chapter 2 verse 43. 43 reads, "They said one to another, let us restore the decayed estate of our people, and let us fight for our people in the temple."
Mm-hmm. They're good enough. Bag up to one. Make that one, because what we're looking for is some of this right here to happen. What about 1:43 of First Book of Maccabees?
Okay, the book of First Maccabees, 1:43. 43 reads, "Yea, many also of the Israelites consented to his religion and sacrificed unto idols and profaned the Sabbath day."
Mm-hmm. But I'm looking for the Athenians. What verse is that about the Athenians? How close I am to the Athenians there, young lion? How close we are to the Athenians? What verse is that? We really close 42, to that.
2:42.
Okay, 2:42. Okay.
2:42. Maccabees. First Maccabees, chapter 2, verse 42. It reads, "Then came there unto him a company of Athenians, who were mighty men of Israel, even all such as were voluntarily devoted unto the Torah instruction, first five books of the Bible."
Oh, okay, so that's how it's going to happen. So he's going to have to put the spirit on those to step up that's, you know, about this man's business. And when they step up, we'll know it because they'll get in where they will fit in. They'll get in where they fit in at if they're about them, the Almighty's business. You'll get in where you fit in at. You won't be dragging your feet. And another thing, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 7:35. Let's see something else that we'll notice too. We'll notice something in 1 Corinthians 7:35.
Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 35 reads, "And this I speak for your own profit, not that I may cast a snare upon you, but for that which is come, and that you may attend upon Yahweh without distraction."
That means you'll let nothing distract you, and you'll have confidence in this word that we can read. You won't have distractions. When it comes down to the Almighty's business, you will not let distractions hold you up on moving forward in his word. See? And that's the key, because remember, distractions always come from the other man. Because if he gets you where you do not keep what he got written, that is a distraction. You got some that will try to pull you off from keeping the Sabbath day. That is a distraction. They have more to talk about that you can't read. That is a distraction. So once you, it's like a pair of lenses. You're looking at a pair of binoculars. But if you really want to see real closely, you keep on, you wheel them in. And then you can see real carefully without distraction. So that's the key, see, right here. So when we know when you're ready, because you'll let nothing distract you from doing Yahuwah's business. And Yahuwah is the true name of what we call God, Lord, and Jesus. His true name is the four letters, and that's for those that's on the network that is new, although it's over 400,000 plus on the international side. But his true name is the four letters, YHWH. And when you put that in your computer, you'll find out that is his true name. All the other names was added to him, and they got a purpose, and they got a purpose to do to you. Let's go to 1 Maccabees chapter 5, verse 72. Let's show you what their purpose is, the other nation's purpose is, to always keep you away. Let's see how they operate. Let's go to 1 Maccabees chapter 7, 5, verse 72. Let's see how they operate that we can read. Now, the book that we read out of right now, Sister Wilson, is a book that's called, that was in the King James original 1611. In that book, it had all 80 books. But around about the 1800s and the latter part of the 1700s, the Protestant church removed 14 books out of your Bible. So when you look in your Bible and you only see 66 books, it's because the Protestant church removed 14 books away from your Bible. So you don't have all of the story when you only have 66 books. See, when you go to Malachi, did you read Malachi? They go right off into Matthew's. They got a little intermission page in between. Intermission page is telling you when you leave Malachi, you into Matthew's. No, so it was 14 books right in between that, and the Protestant church taking it out because you come out of the Medo-Persian Empire, and you go right into the Roman Empire. But then you be thinking you awesome, but you're not. The Greek, all the things the Greeks did, Alexander, they taking it out because it told a story. So they removed them 14 books out of there, but you would not have all the story. And long as you don't have all the story, you will never understand your Bible until you got all of the story. You know, like you said, I got to get down to the bottom of this. I got to hear your side and that side. But you're not hearing the peoples of the book side because things have been removed. Then the peoples that it was given the word, they done something to them that we can read in 28:37. Let me show you what they did. Matter of fact, see, we teach spirit-led for one reason. We don't know what we're going to teach on. We just teach it as it unfolds. But until we understand this happened to a people in the Bible, and you got to identify these peoples in 28:37. What it says in Proverbs 28:37 about a people in the Bible?
The book of Proverbs, chapter 28, verse 37.
Yes, sir.
Proverbs. Book of Proverbs, chapter 28, verse 27.
37.
Book of Proverbs. You said Proverbs 28?
What I just say? No, Deuteronomy 28:37.
Okay.
Yeah, Deuteronomy 28:37.
And the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 37 reads, "And you shall become an astonishment, a proverb and a byword among all nations, whether Yahweh shall lead you."
Mm-hmm. He said, "A people in this book will become an astonishment and a proverb among all nations, which I will lead you." Now, why would he put this kind of punishment on a people? He said, "You're going to become an astonishment and a proverb among all nations that I'm going to lead you." Why did he say that to these people? What can we read? Is it agreement or something? Let's go to the 19th chapter of Exodus. Let's see, is it an agreement that was made? And it's like when you make a bond with your mouth and you make agreement with somebody, but you don't live up to your end of the bargain. He said, "You're going to become astonishment and a byword." Now, who is he talking about that we can read by backing up to Exodus chapter 19? And we'll pick up at verse number 1. Let's read down to 1 through 8. Let's find out who is these people he's telling is going to be a byword and a proverb. You know what a byword is? You know what a proverb is? That's what you're going to become, these people. Let's see who the people he's talking about by name in Exodus chapter 19. Pick up verse 1.
Okay, the book of Exodus, chapter 19. Verses 1 through 8. Verse 1 reads, "In the third month, when the nation of Israel, the children of Israel, were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, polluted word from Mazarine, the house of bondage, the same day came they into the wilderness of Sinai." Verse 2, "For they were departed from Rephidim and were come to the desert of Sinai, and had pitched in the wilderness, and there Israel camped before the mountain." Verse 3, "And Moses went up unto Yahweh, and Yahweh called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thus shall you say to the house of Israel, and tell the family of Israel." Verse 4, "You have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, polluted word for Mazarine, the house of bondage, and how I bear you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself." Verse 5, "Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar, polluted word for special treasure unto me above all people. For all the earth is mine." Verse 6, "And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation, a righteous nation. These are the words which you shall speak unto the children of Israel." Verse 7, "And Moses came and called for the elders of the people and laid before their faces all these words which Yahweh commanded him." Verse 8, "And all the people answered together and said, All that Yahweh has spoken, we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people unto Yahweh."
Now you see what they said? So now we got a name, the children of Israel. They said, see, he went and grabbed the elders out of every tribe, the heads of every tribe, which is And the heads of every tribe is how many can we read in Genesis 49:28? How many tribes are we talking about? So he went and got the heads out of every tribe. And how many that we can read in 49:28 of the book of Genesis? How many can we read their young lion? 49:28 of Genesis.
The book of Genesis, chapter 49, verse 28 reads, All these are the 12 tribes of Israel. And this is it that their father spake unto them and blessed them. Everyone according to his blessing, he blessed them.
Right. So he blessed 12 tribes, and these 12 tribes is called Israel. So there you go right there. So Moses told the elders out of every tribe, listen, the Almighty said this, if you do what I tell you to do, this is your position. It's just like Sister Wilson, when you run all them exchange stores or general stores you run, you tell them this is your assignment. This is what you do. Now, if they do the assignment that you give them, they're expecting a paycheck. But suppose they don't do their assignment, how many times you going to write their checks? So here's the people that was given a mission. Said, listen, it's up to you. If you do this, this is how you're going to be. But if you don't do this, this is how you're going to be. It's like, you know, the world today. If you put your hours in, you're stacking a paycheck. But suppose you don't put no hours in and you're in the paycheck line. You're going to say, hey, what you doing in the paycheck line for? You ain't putting no hours in, huh? So the same thing he's telling these people is called the children of Israel. The children of Israel is 12 tribes. And the children of Israel have a blessing if they do what they mouth say they was to do to the Almighty. Now, let's go to the fifth chapter and find out what did he say about these peoples called the children of Israel in Deuteronomy chapter 5. See, this, the name is the children of Israel. Let's see what he told Moses to tell them in the fifth chapter, verse number 1. We're going to Deuteronomy chapter 5, and we're going to pick up at verse number 1. Let's see what it says in Deuteronomy 5:1.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, and Moses called all Israel and said unto them, hear, O Israel, the statutes and judgments which I speak in your ears this day, that you may learn them and keep and do them. Verse 2, Yahweh made a covenant with us in Horeb. Verse 3, and Yahweh made not this covenant with our fathers, but with us, even us, who are all of us here alive this day. Verse 4, Yahweh talked with
us. Hold it, point in 3. So now you see Moses telling all Israel, and all Israel is 12 tribes at this time. He said, now you know the Almighty made a covenant with us to perform it. Now, what is that covenant is consist on that you agreed on? Let's see what you agreed on in that covenant that you agreed on in verse number 10. Let's see about this covenant that your forefathers and mothers made with the Almighty by the hand of Moses. What is this covenant? You know, now, you know, they got what you call it when you get jobs now, they put you on a contract. You got a contract. So you sign a contract, you know, to do a service. But you got a contract. Let's see what the contract is that the Almighty given to the children of Israel. All of the 12 tribes, at this time, all of the 12 tribes have agreed to do a contract. Let's see what he got written that we can read and make it verse 9 down to 14. Let's see what the contract is that we can read 9 to 14. What does it say?
Okay. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verse 9 down to 14. Verse 9 reads, you shall not bow down yourself unto them, nor serve them. For I, Yahweh, your Yahweh, am a judge, Yahweh, visiting the iniquity, sin of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Verse 10, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Verse 11, you shall not take the name of Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, in vain, for Yahuwah will not hold him guilty that taketh his name in vain. Verse 12, keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it, as Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, had commanded. 13, 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. Verse 14, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahuwah, your Yahuwah. In it you shall not do any work, you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your manservant, nor your maidservant, nor your ox, nor your ass, nor any of your cattle, nor your stranger that is within your gate, that your manservant and your maidservant may rest as well as you.
Mm-hmm. So in the contract to be the peoples of the Almighty, here goes part of the contract you have to do. You have to keep the Sabbath day, and the Sabbath day of the Bible is when the sun go down on Friday until the sun go down on Saturday. That is the Sabbath day. If you are a member of 12 tribes of Israel, your forefathers made agreement to keep the Sabbath day. So when the sun set on Friday until the sun set on Saturday, you keep that Sabbath day holy. That means righteous. That means whatever you was planning on doing, you put it off until that over. Maybe you was in a good fight. He said, wait a minute, his son could have said, now, I tell you what, I know I was beating you up real good, but I'm going to stop beating you up right now until the Sabbath day over with. Then remind me that I was going in on your jaw real good after the Sabbath day. So whatever it is, it got to wait until after the Sabbath day, because my forefathers made agreement to keep the Sabbath day righteous and do no servile work on that day. That means for hire, unless you're doing work for the six anointed camps of bosses of the two Israelites. So that was the agreement that was made by your forefathers. And look at WCC saying, now, Seer, you got to give us a second witness on that. Yeah, okay. We'll give you a second witness. Let's run to the 27th chapter of Deuteronomy. The WCC is 500 million members. They say they want a second witness, huh? We'll give you a second witness. Let's go to the 27th chapter of Deuteronomy. You want a second witness? We'll give you a second witness. All right. We're going to Deuteronomy 27, and we're looking for a second witness. Let's think of it verse number 1. Deuteronomy 27, verse 1 and verse number 7. Let's get warm up right there. Deuteronomy 27, verse 1, then sit down to 7. Let's see what we got. Come on.
In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 1 and verse, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 27, verse 1 and verse 7. Verse 1 reads, and Moses with the elders of Israel commanded the people, saying, keep all the commandments, the Torah instructions, the first 5 books of the Bible, which I command you this day. Verse 7, and you shall offer peace offerings and shall eat there and rejoice before Yahuwah, your Yahuwah.
Verse 8.
And you shall write upon the stones all the words of this Torah instruction, very plain. Verse 9. And Moses, Levite, spake unto all Israel, saying, take heed and hearken, O Israel. This day you are become the people of Yahuwah, your Yahuwah. Verse 10. You shall therefore obey the voice of Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, and do his Torah instruction, his statutes, which I command you this day.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 11.
So that's good right there. Right there, verse 10. So we find out that Moses grabbed the elders and told the elders to remind all the 12 tribes that this day you become the peoples of the Almighty. So you got a special a duty by being the peoples once you recognize you are a member of one of the 12 tribes of Israel. They got many different names, but we read 37 that these peoples, by not obeying his word, they're going to become a proverb and a byword. What a proverb is: lazy, shiftless. When you move in, they move out. They always got a name to call you. And a byword. A byword is any other name than what the Almighty gave you. The name he gave you, you will have that no more in your mind no more. You will never know that who you are, and that's why you will call yourself by names that your slave master have gave you. And once you adopt to the names that your slave master have gave you, you have removed yourself from the blessing of the name that he gave these peoples and their offspring. And so the whole thing was to do Psalms 83 to you. So all the nations got together. Listen, all the nations got together in Psalms 83. Now we go on to see the prophecy of what they did. But before we read that, let's find out about this guy named David. Is he worth telling the story to us? We go on look at his resume. And just like when somebody comes to your establishment to look for a job, you say, okay, I need a resume on you, and I got to check your resume out. So before we bring this guy on the table, let's look at his resume. Let's go to Acts chapter 2 and see about his resume. Let's see if he's any count of what he's listening to. You know, just like a person said, well, you know, yeah, I'm qualified for this job. He said, well, you got any experience? Yes. I've been a cook for the last 20 years. Oh, yeah? You got a resume on it? Yeah and no. Well, where you been a cook at for the last 25 years? Oh, at the penitentiary. You see, he's been a cook at the penitentiary for the last 25 years. See, but that ain't going to cut it. So the point we're making here, you got to see the resume of those that talked before you. Well, you see if they're in the count, then you got to check them out. Now, we're going, before we bring this man in, we're going to Acts chapter 2 and see if we find his resume, the one we get ready to talk about. And let's see if he's in the count of what we're listening to. We're going to find out. Let's go to the book of Acts chapter 2. And let's find out if this guy in the count we get ready to talk about, 29 and 30. Let's see, we're going to look at this guy's resume and see is he worth listening to, period. What's his resume in Acts chapter 2, verse number 29 and verse 30? Let's talk about it, young lion, come on.
Book of Acts chapter 2, verse 29 and verse 30. Verse 29 reads, men and brothers, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his bachelor is with us unto this day. Verse 30, therefore being a seer, and knowing that Yahweh has sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would rise up Yahweh the Son to sit on his throne.
Mm-hmm. So this David, he being a what in verse 30, what is his resume? King David. What is his resume? Yeah, rip cross of verse 30, just one line across. What is David's resume?
The book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 30. Verse 30 reads, therefore, being a seer.
Oh, so David was a seer. Do we know the definition of seer? Let's go see what the definition of a seer is. Let's go to 9:27 of the book of 1 Samuel. So we need to know the definition. Now, the definition of a seer, what does that mean that we can read? Let's go to 927, the definition of a seer. What do that mean that we can read? 1 Samuel 9:27, what does it say?
The book of 1 Samuel, chapter 9, verse 27 reads, "And as they were going down to the end of the city, Samuel said to Saul, 'Bid the servant pass on before us.' And he passed on. But stand you still a while, that I may show you the word of Yahweh."
So the definition of a seer, to show you not where you going or where you've been, show whoever comes before you the word of the Most High. That is the definition of a seer. Their job is to show you what the Bible's saying. What he thinks and what he feels, it doesn't matter. So if anybody stand before you, if they say they are in leadership, especially saying they are elders and teachers and whatever, but they're not showing you the word of the Most High, then you know he's not genuine. Let's get a precept out of that. Let's get a precept out of that, and let's see what we can read in 10 verse 12 of Zechariah. Because the Almighty done some big things, and we need to read what the Almighty did. He did some big things that we can read. We go and see what did the Almighty do in the book of Zechariah. He done something that we can read. In the book of, no, make that Hosea. Let's go to HOS chapter. Let's take a look at something. Because when we talk about days, we want to make sure what do HOSEA say in 12 verse 10. What do that say we can read? 12 verse 10.
Book of Hosea, chapter 12, verse 10. Verse 10 reads, "I have also spoken by the seer, and I have multiplied visions and used similitudes by the ministry of the seers."
You see that? So now look what Hosea said. He said, "Now when the Almighty spoken to his creation, spoke by the seers." So now that's what you got to be clear about. Because you got a lot of people tell you about he met me one Wednesday night while I was sitting at my dinner table. No, it don't work like that. He says when he did spoke to the creation that he chosen, he spoke by the seers. That's how he spoke. So when you have someone tell you that I got a word from the Most High, then you ask them, well, what is your position with him? Are you a seer? Oh, no, I'm just a patriarch. Well, no, it don't work like that. In old time, he spoke by the seer. Now we got to get you on a second witness? No problem. We'll get you a second witness by going to Luke chapter 1, verse 70. See, it's time out now. Man, we got to teach our loved ones. See, we got to give up the spirit that we got in ourselves, and it's all about us. I don't like what the seer said. But it's not about you no more. It's about those that come behind you. You see these wicked kids we got right now? They life is all about Facebook and telephones now. They raising themselves through Facebook and telephones. See? And the teenagers, I don't know, they scares me every time I see one of them. Because I know they've been raised by television, Facebook, and a telephone. That will raise them today. No word is in them whatsoever. Because they wouldn't be so disobedient as they are today. But we're going to show you how you to get him to be on your side. What you got to do to help those that's coming behind you The greatest legacy you can leave is to make sure your offspring understand the Bible rules and regulations and who you are. And let's go to the book of Thomas chapter 3 and let's bring it out, because it's very important. Big time general manager of all of the local stores called General Dollar. Listen to me carefully. The greatest legacy you can leave to your loved ones is what you're going to hear out of the next tape, Spirit led by the Almighty. Leave them a piece of car, a home, and no knowledge is like a city with no walls. That's not good. If you can leave them the word, you can rest in peace in your grave. And that's what we're going to try to give you, the word to help you out to govern your family the Bible way. Let's go to the book called, I say again, Thomas verse 3. General Dollar, write it down, and then you will be able to go on your computer and find out exactly what this book is talking about in time to come. Just write it down. Verse 3 says what? Listen to this.
The book of Thomas, verse 3. Verse 3 reads, Yahuwah the Son said, if those who lead you say to you, see, the kingdom is in the sky, then the birds of the sky will precede you. If they say to you, it is in the sea, then the fish will precede you. Rather, the kingdom is inside of you, and it is outside of you. When you come to know yourself, then you will become known, and you will realize that it is you who are the sons and daughters of the living Father. But if you will not know yourself, you dwell in poverty, and it is you who are that poverty.
So you see that? See, when you don't know yourself, you have all the money, you have all the luxury, had a big house and everything else. But if you don't know who you are and your responsibility according to, just put yourself to the side and look at them babies that you have. The greatest legacy you can leave your babies is to understand the word. Stop being react to every action. Proact to this and be aware of things to come that's already written in this Bible. And now what you have learned, that if a message is going to be given, it will be given to the seer. And the seer passes it to the elders. That's how it works. Because look what he says in Amos 3, verse 7. Just write it down, General Dollar. Just write it down. Listen what he got written in Amos 3, verse 7.
Went to the book of Amos. Chapter 3, verse 7. One second.
While you looking for Amos 3 verse 7, we're gonna go check and see if Camp 4 ready to come on stage. While you looking for Amos 3 verse 7, we're gonna run around Detroit, Michigan, and see what Camp 4 out of Detroit, Michigan, will she be ready to come on stage and to help deliver the knockout blow and take number 98. So when you meet your sister out there around Camp 4 out of Detroit, Michigan, Princess Leora Israel, tribe of Yah God Judah, Yahweh Bijah El Shaddai Raya. What you saying, WCC? We gonna mute her microphone. Go back to the young line. Oh, okay. Go back to the young line. All right. Okay. Amos 3 verse 7. Come on.
The book of Amos, chapter 3, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, surely Yahuwah will do nothing but he reveals his secret unto his seer, unto his servant, the seer.
Yeah. So that's who he's serving there, the seer. So that's who will have the message before the children of the book will get it. That's how he operates. As a matter of fact, he says in 1 verse 70 of Luke. Well, see, when we jump down in David's writing, you're going to be clear that David is worth listening to because the Almighty spoke to him to tell the children of Israel some things that are going to fall them in the latter days. So now listen what was said in Luke chapter 1, verse 70. Listen to this, Luke 1, verse 70. What did it say?
The book of Luke chapter 1, verse 70. Verse 70 reads, as he spake by the mouth of his righteous seer, which hath been since the beginning, since the world began.
Mm-hmm. So whatever he had to say, he had principal men that he communicated with. The first seer was Adam. Adam's one talked mankind, and so on and so on and so on. So he always makes sure that is the understanding. Mankind is the Almighty's teacher. Mankind. Which means, what about the woman? Oh, the woman got a great responsibility. Latter-day Saints, what about the woman? She got a great responsibility. Let's go. We'll show you exactly what's her position. What about the woman? Ain't got no problem with that. Let's run over to the book of Titus, and we find out about the woman. Mankind is the lead, but a woman have great responsibility. But remember one thing. The seer's job is to show you what's written. The woman have a great responsibility. And we go on to Titus, and we find out what the woman's responsibility is that we can read together. You know, she got a great responsibility. Latter-day Saints. We're going to Titus. What about the woman? Okay, we'll talk about the woman right now. Let's run to the book of Titus. And we're going to find out, pick up at 2:3 down to verse 8. You said, what about the woman? What's her responsibility? We'll show you right now what the Bible said is. Remember, the seer's job is to show you what the Bible said. My personal belief is not in here. All we do is turn and see what the Bible says. So here go the woman's responsibility that we can read together when we come down to this book. Let's see. Titus chapter 3. And what I want? We'll make it 2 verse 3. Thank you. 2 verse 3 down to verse 8. So now this is for the WCC. They say, well, what about the woman? Okay, well, we're going to read right now. 2 verse 3 in Titus, down to verse 8.
Okay, book of Titus, chapter 2, verses 3 down to 8. Verse 3 reads, the aged woman likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh righteousness, not false accusers, not given too much wine, teachers of good things. Verse 4. That they may teach the young ones, the young women, to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. Verse 5, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of Yahweh be not blasphemed. Verse 6, young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded. Verse 7, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, in teaching, showing uncorruptedness, gravity, and sincerity. Verse 8, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you.
Mm-hmm. So you see, WCC, a woman got a great responsibility, but the man have a greater responsibility. But it's great responsibility once the offspring is on the table. The woman's responsibility is to teach the young women and the young men how to get in order, their responsibility. So he made it plain in Titus, in the book of Titus. We'll make it, he made it in the book of Timothy, 2:11-15. So the rules and regulation was laid out. See, once we understand, like, for example, last night tape is shown that they have reversed the role, and all the other nations know if you get the children of Israel to reverse the role, that means whatever rules that the Bible says for man to do, put it on the woman. And whatever the woman responds to man to do, put it on the woman. Reverse the roles. Let the woman be doing the man thing and the man do the woman thing. And guess what? You got to know your mighty one is not in your facility. You might can find your $10. But keep one thing in your mind. When the roles is reversed, the Almighty is no longer in that process because he set it up the way he wanted to be. And our job as the overseer, the seer, and the elders is to show order. And once we in order, the 12 tribes of Israel, then the Almighty going to kick back in and say, hey, they own something. Now I got to come on down and check them out. But I'm not coming down when they're in chaos. So that's the point. And the other nations knew this. They said, hey, you know how to keep these people down? Just reverse the role. Let Big Mama do all the talking and let Big Bob be in the background, you know, all wimpy, wimpy, wimpy. See? So they reversed the role. And that's why we're in trouble today. But how to reverse it? Just continue to listen to the broadcast and as the Spirit unfolds, the like the WCC, the Latter-day Saints, the Roman Catholic Church jump in, throw all their little tidbits on the internet. We'll address them because this is our job to do it. We don't get excited. We just address it according to as is written. So we find out that David's resume is pretty good. Now let's see if we find out who is coming on the stage for a nice episode. We're going around Camp One. And we'll look for Mother D up Israel and see if she's coming on stage to help assist in take number 98. So we meet the mothers out of Camp One with a loud voice, you say, Mother D F Israel, tribe of Yahda Judah. Yahweh bid you there, see Royal.
Yahweh bless you, seer Israel of C Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah there, Mother D of Israel. Excellent. Mm. So What we have found out now that we're going to look for David's resume. And so now we're going to read something about David's resume by Brother Micaiah in Psalms 83. But before we read that, let's see, since we know David is all right, Mother D of Israel, what it says in 2 Samuel 23:1-3. Let's see what the ministering spirit told David to put on paper. Because we know David is all right. Let's find out what was David told to do and what kind of things that David was told to tell the children of Israel, all 12 tribes. 2 Samuel 23:1-3. What did he say? We can read, Mother D up Israel, come on.
2 Samuel 23.
Yes, ma'am. 1, 2, and 3.
2 Samuel 23:1-3.
1 all the way down to verse 3. All the way down.
Okay. 2 Samuel 23:1-3. Verse 1 reads, now these be the last words of David. David the son of Jesse said, and the man whom was raised up on high, the anointed of Yahweh of Israel, and sweet summons of Israel said, verse 2, the spirit of Yahweh spoke by me, and his words was in my tongue. verse 3. Yahweh of Israel said, the rock of Israel spake to me. He that rules over men must be just, ruling in the fear of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. He said, he that rules over men must be just. But they got to stay in the fear of the Almighty. So if you ruling over men, you must be just. So now, precept that to see who's supposed to rule over men, and they must be just, mother, dear of Israel. Let's go to 1 Timothy 2, verse 11 down to verse 15. Find out exactly who's supposed to rule over men, and when they rule over men, they must be just. Let's see who can we read when you precept your Bible. Who can we read that when you rule over men, then you got to be just? 1 Timothy chapter 2, 11 down to verse 15, what it says.
1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 11 through 15. Verse 11. Let the woman learn in silence without subjection. Verse 12. But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usury authority over the man, but to be in silence. Verse 13. For Adam was first form, then Eve, verse 14. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman, being deceived, was in the sin. 15. Notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing, if they continue in the covenant and charity and righteousness with sobriety.
Mm-hmm. He says the woman gonna be all right if she understands what's written in his Bible. And see, that's why in last night's lesson we've shown soundly that the 17 nations reversed the roles. They said, now if we can get them, the people of the book, to reverse the roles, let's get in the woman's head and have that man. But, you know, a feminine man, a man that get behind the woman that the woman do talking, let's reverse the roles. And we reverse the role, then they won't have no creator over them. Because he ain't in there, because only thing he in is order. So they understood that. The 17 nations have the papers called the Willie List Letter. So the Willie List Letter, they pass around to all of the other nations. And he said, you know how to keep these Negroes down, the children of Israel? That's where they are. These Negroes, the children of Israel. It's reverse the role. Have the woman have a big fat mouth. And the man is wimpy, wimpy, wimpy. Then the Almighty would not be with them. Now look at WCC. See, can you give me a second witness on that? Well, yeah, we can give you a second one. Among D.F. Israel, go to the book of Judas, chapter 5, verse number 19 to 21. You want a second witness? I'll give you a second witness. See, the world know why you in trouble today. But the world is not going to tell you how to get out of it. But you know you in trouble. That's why our kids is buckshot wild today. Because they have no leaders according to the Bible. The roles have been turned upside down. It's been reversed. You take last night lesson, you go on your computer and put up last night lesson tape number 97. All you got to put in is, you put in YHWH Radio Live, YHWH Radio, then you pull up tape number 97, and you hear the message that the other nations know about you. They say, we know how to keep them down. Just reverse their role. Have the woman be in front of the man. Have the man behind the woman. Then when the kids will say in a minute, when daddy say do this, they'll say, oh, mom, do I have to do that, mom? No, I take care of it. No, you ain't got to do that. See that? That's called a reverse role. And once you understand that your roles have been reversed and it's time for you to get back in order, and the only way going to get you in order is this Bible. But you got to hear the Bible unfold itself in tape number 98 and 97. So what you reading there, mother? What you reading there in Judas chapter 5, verse 19-21?
Judas chapter 5, verses 19-21. And it reads, but now are they returned to their wives and are come up from the place where they were scattered and have possessed Yagda Judah, where their temple is, and are seated in the hill country, for it was desolate. Verse 20. Now, therefore, my Yahweh and governor, if there be any error in this people, and they sin against their Yahweh, let us consider that this shall be their ruin, and let us go up, and we shall overcome them. Oh, that's something. Verse 21. But if there be no sin in their nation, let my Yahweh now pass by, lest their Yahweh defend them, and their Yahweh be for them, and we become a reproach before all the world. I don't know who was talking.
Well, you read it excellent. But you from the
did I read it? I don't know if I read that right.
You read it pretty good. You done it pretty good. And Bob McCoy just read that back over. You read it pretty good. That was some good stuff you read. So we just read it back over by Brother McCoy, and you just listen to it. That was some good stuff you read in Judas chapter 5, verse 19-21. Come on, young lion, bring that verse out. Come on.
The book of Judas, chapter 5, verses 19-21. Verse 19 reads, but now are they returned to their Yahweh and are come up from the places where they were scattered and have possessed Jerusalem, polluted word for Yada Judah, where their temple is, and are seated in the hill country, for it was desolate. Verse 20. Now therefore, my Yahweh and governor, if there be any error in this people, and they sin against their Yahweh, let us consider that this shall be their ruin, and let us go up, and we shall overcome them. Verse 21. But if there be no sin in their nation, let my Yahweh now pass by, let their Yahweh defend them, and their Yahweh be for them, and we become a reproach before all the world.
Yeah, that. So you see, the world know this. See, everybody know this, and we don't know why your Christian pastors would not tell you this. The reason why the children of the book is in trouble today, because they have transgressed against a mighty one. And until you return back to your mighty one, he cannot help you. He can't break his own word. See, they know the only way we can stay in control of them is always tell them the day you worship on is the wrong day. Tell you that things that is contrary to the Bible, and we can get them to do that, then they mighty one would not be over their head. If we can reverse the role, have the woman end up with a worldly man instead of 37-12 man, and then let him pop a bunch of babies in you, and then he's going down the road, then you say all men ain't nothing. but it, by you not knowing to get you a 37:12 Sirach man, you just got you a worldly man, and all these things will come upon you. And that's why it was so important to understand that the woman's job is to teach their offsprings not to go out there just jumping around too fast, get the instruction. See? Now, once you got the instruction, then the Almighty will be right there for you. But since the roles have been reversed now, the women's is raising the children, because the men is feminine and it's off to the side. All they want to do is pop a bunch of babies in and keep running, because they've never been disciplined on what do the Bible say, because we didn't teach them nothing. So that's why they sent in this last ministry to you called Voices of the True Israelite, the six anointed camp, to show you the order of things for the Almighty to intervene back into, and he always starts small and he works big. And once you're in order, he will fight for you. What do you mean, what is that, WCC? Mother D.F. Israel, let's run to 2 Ezra 8:36. You won't know where that is. You won't know where everything is. You won't second witness and everything, right? So what we want to do is get the Almighty to fight for us. But he's not going to fight for us until he can recognize us. And he can't recognize us with the way we carry ourselves contrary to the Bible. Now, once we back line up with the Bible, think about your offspring. Put yourself to the side. Think about your offspring. If you get them back into the Bible or the Word, you can help them. But you get caught up in your own feelings, and you get caught up in your feelings and forget about the offspring that you have produced, and your sons and daughters have produced, and they buckshot wild in the brain, because you won't do the right thing according to what's written. Now look what it says in 2 Ezra 8:36, that mother dear of Israel. What can we read that we can read?
2 Ezra 8:36 For in this, O Yahweh, your righteousness and your goodness shall be declared, if thou be merciful unto them which have not the confidence of good works.
Go ahead.
Verse 37. Then answered he me and said, some things hast thou spoken aright, and according unto your word it shall be.
Well, I need a little bit more. I need what he says. I hate to telegraph the move, but what verse it says that that the Almighty will fight for them? What verse is that, Brother Micaiah? Look down and see what verse is that. See, otherwise, when you line up with him, when you line up with his word, then he one thing he's not going to break is his word. See, now I want the verse where it says, over there in 2 Ezra, around 36, somewhere 35, somewhere between there and 40, that he will fight for you if you got him right. What verse is that we can read? What verse is that, young lion? What verse is that we can read that to get him in the picture, that he will fight for you? So what can I read that in 2 Ezra 8? I thought it was at verse 36, but it's not. So what verse is that that we can read that you want the Almighty to fight for you? What verse is that? Come on.
I haven't ran across it yet, sir.
Okay, we'll pass that verse. We just get a precept out of Mother Dear of Israel. Let's get a precept on that by going to 2 Chronicles. Then we just get a precept, but we'll find that maybe in tomorrow night's lesson. But we're going to 2 Chronicles 20, and we'll look at verse 17. That's what we'll do. Second Chronicles, Mother D of Israel, chapter 20, pick it verse 17.
Yeah. Second Chronicles, chapter 20, verse 17 reads, "You shall not need to fight in this battle, yet yourselves stand you still and see the salvation of Yahweh with you, O Yahdah Judah. And Yahdah Judah, fear not nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for Yahweh will be with you."
Ain't that something? Yeah. See, Yahweh will be with you. See, when you line up, when your Almighty One will be with you, but he can't recognize you if, although you are children of the book, but your ways is Gentile ways. Everything you do is the mind of the Gentiles, the other nations. So what he undid for us, the people of the book, he undone Psalm 78:41, Mother D.F. Israel. This is what he undid that we can read. Remember, like we said, Dollar General, that we teach spirit-led on how the lesson unfolds. See, that's when you know what ministry that can get you where you got to get. When we keep telling you, you need a word from the Almighty, but whatever words you get, you have to come out the Bible. Don't let nobody keep telling you words that they can't read. See, when you can read something, you go with that, because you always can go back to it and look at it again. But they'll tell you in a minute, that the Lord came to me and tell me this. Well, whatever he told you, I'm going to be able to read it. So where you want me to go if I can read it? He ain't got no verse. See, that's a slickster. Well, if somebody got something to say to you, make sure they show you in the Bible what did the Almighty say to you to tell me, and what verse can I turn to read it. So don't let nobody just come up and tell you about or what he done said that he told me to tell you and you can't read nothing. That's a crapshoot. That's a hustle from Satan the devil. Make him go in the Bible and show you what he said that we can read. Now we go on to Psalms, and we're going to read a verse in Psalms. Make it 7-8. And we'll look at verse number 40 and 41. Psalm 78. Verse 40 and 41. Because now we see David is all right. We found out David's resume is all right. And the ministry spirit was sent to David to put some writing down for the children of the book today. And this is what David wrote from the ministry spirit concerning the peoples today of the children of Israel descent. This is what he wrote in 78, verse 40 and 41. Mother D of Israel, what do you write? Can we?
Psalms 78, verses 40 and 41, verse 40. How often did they provoke him in the wilderness and grieved him in the desert? 41. Yet they turned back and tempt Yahweh and limited the righteous one of Israel.
You see it? You were provoking him now by what he got written for you, and you have made him draw his hand back from the blessing that's for you, because everything that you do not reflect nothing coming out of the Bible. But you're making it. But look how you provoke him by not doing nothing the Bible said do, but you think you own something, but you do nothing the Bible tell you do. The key to it, what's going to last forever, is his word. How we provoke him? By getting out of order according to the Bible. And then the other nations pick up on that and say, we know who they are, but they don't know who they are. Because once they find out who they really are, they're going to make a change, and they're going to start in the family structure. So that was written, Mother D of Israel, in the book of Malachi, chapter 4, verse 4 down to verse 6. So this was written, and see, they read your book, but they know not to tell you what your book really is saying, and they are elbowed themselves in the other 17 nations, and they take credit for your book because you look for them for spiritual guidance. See? But they'll never read this to you. Malachi 4:4-6. You will never hear this read in nobody's establishment but the six anointed camp of voices of the two Israelites. Let me say in Malachi 4:4-6, Mother be up Israel.
Malachi 4:4-6. Verse 4. Remember you the Torah instruction of Moses, my servant, which I command unto him in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and the judgments. Verse 5. Behold, I will send you Elijah the seer before the coming of the great and dreadful day of Yahweh. Verse 6. And he shall turn the minds of the fathers to the children, and the minds of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse.
You see that? So you see, he said, listen, well, you know you're on the right track. The one that stand before you will show you that this thing don't work until the fathers come back to their children. And the fathers got to set things back in order again. He said, now, until you get in order, I'm going to smite the earth with a curse. So the earth is upon a curse because the fathers that produce these offsprings will not come back to them because of so much chaos gone, because nobody picks the Bible way. They'll pick the worldly way, and then they have 4 or 5 babies all around every direction, see? Because you didn't make no calling according to the Bible. And then you will say, men's ain't no good. Yeah, the men's that's not been trained upon the Yahweh. And that's why you got to have the man that gonna one day be with your sons and daughters, understanding what man you supposed to look for by giving up your personal belief of yourself and help the loved ones that come behind you that not to make the same mistake that you made. But all the way you're gonna do it, you got to have the word to do that. But did the other nations know if you apply the Bible to your offspring, then that means you're going to come up and they're going to come down. So you know what they're going to do? They're going to keep you away, and they'll never read you what Micaiah getting ready to read you on what they already have the means to do to you. Let's see what they had to do in Psalms 83, verse 1, down to verse 4. Let me show you what, remember, David, we got David's resume. We find out David was a seer. So that means from heaven was sent a mental spirit to talk directly to David, not for his days, for the days now. Let's see what the mental spirit told David that's concerning the children of the book. Let's see if this applied today, if you look into the mirror and see this apply, and did it happen? 83 verse 1 down to verse 4. Let's see what we can read. Brother Micaiah, Psalms 83, 1 down to verse 4.
The book of Psalms, chapter 83, verses 1 down to verse 4. Verse 1 reads, keep not you silent, O Yahweh. Hold not your peace, and be not still, O Yahweh. Verse 2, for lo, your enemies make atonement, and they that hate you have lift up the head. Verse 3, they have taken crafty counsel against your people and consulted against your hidden ones. Verse 4, they have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance.
See that? See the crafty counsel did? They said, all we got to do is cut them off from being a nation. All we got to do is make their name be no more remembrance in their mind. So if they don't know who they are, what they going to teach their offspring? They're going to teach their offspring that they are Wilsons, Davidson, Culpepper, same, but the Bible say they are. See that? So that's how they cut you off. They remove your blessing from you. And remember we read in that 28:37, they'll give you the proverb and a byword. A proverb is, why these people never, why they always doing something? That's the proverb about you. Lazy, shiftless, and no count. That's the proverb. And the byword is, they will accept the name that they slave masters give them, then the name that activate they mighty one to come back in their life. So they all convince them that you not, he said, Mama, what are we in the Bible? Hey, Father, what are we in the Bible? What are we in the Bible? We are in the Bible? I don't think we're in the Bible, baby. I don't think we're in the Bible. See that? Because you came and show your offspring what is in the Bible. See, the greatest legacy you is, you want to leave your offspring, show them where they at in the Bible. Show them what was said to your forefathers. If you do this, this is what you got coming. If you don't do this is what you got coming. Now, I'm going to get a case in point on that. Mother dear Israel, let's run to Deuteronomy chapter 5. Started on that verse about an hour ago, and now we come back and read a little bit more. We started on Deuteronomy chapter 5, and we left there about an hour ago, and now we're going to come back to it and see what he told us. If we do this, you're going to be all right. And if you don't do this, you ain't going to be all right. Now, you examine yourself and see if you own anything of agreement. So we read in Deuteronomy chapter 5 that he gave you rules and regulations. Now, Brother Micaiah, how much did you read on that verse 5? How far did you get down? You got down one verse? Or did you get all of it in? Yeah.
No, we didn't get all of it in. We stopped at Deuteronomy chapter 5, we read verses 1 through 3.
That's what we got?
Yeah, we didn't get
Okay, and that's the pause we got. Hey, Mother D of Israel, because I want you, Brother Micaiah, you have me that first Ezra chapter 5, verse 70, have that waiting on me. But let's see, hey, Mother. So we found out this is how far we got. Now let's see what happens, what he says, not bow down, don't do all this. Let's look at verse chapter 5 of Deuteronomy 5, pick it verse 10 down to verse 14. Let's see what happened between 10 to 14. You're on the clock, Mother D up Israel, come on.
Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 10 to 14. Verse 10 reads, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my Torah instruction. Verse 11, you shall not take the name of Yahweh, your Yahweh, in vain, for Yahweh will not hold him guiltless that take his name in vain. Verse 12, keep the Sabbath day and sanctify it as Yahweh, your Yahweh, has commanded you. Verse 13, 6 days you shall labor and do all your works. 14, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahweh, your Yahweh. And in it you shall not do any work, you nor your son, nor your daughter, nor the manservant, nor your maidservant, nor than ox, nor than ass, nor any of your cattle, nor stranger that is within your gate, that your manservants and your maidservants may rest as well as you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we read all that, young man. I remember all that read. So now skip down to verse 22, mother. I remember all that was read by you. That's why we preached up about it. Verse 22.
Deuteronomy 5:22. These words Yahweh spake unto all the assembly in the mount out of the midst of the fire of the cloud and of the thick darkness with a great voice, and he added no more, and he wrote them in two tablets of stone and delivered them unto me.
Wait a minute. Hold that palm right there. See what happened now. So Moses is reminding the children of Israel what the Almighty done with him. Because Moses was, do you understand, position Moses had, but Micaiah in 7 verse 1. So you got to watch these people that make all these statements about, wait, I'm going to wait on the Almighty to say something to me. It don't work like that. See, you got, that's why I said, we have not been taught the Bible. We've been taught Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. We haven't taught the Bible. But Moses reminded them what Yahweh delivered unto him. He reminded him. And do you know his position? Brother Micaiah 7 verse 1 of Exodus. Listen at Moses' position to make all these profound statements in 7 verse 1 of Exodus. What did he say?
Book of Exodus, chapter 7, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, and Yahweh said unto Moses, see, I have made you a Yahweh to Pharaoh, and Aaron your brother should be your seer.
See, that's the order thing. Moses was the almighty to the children of Israel, and his brother Aaron was the seer at that time. But Moses was the man that received direct information from Yahweh. And then he found his seer and told his seer to go tell his sons and the children of Israel what the Almighty wants to be done. So that is the protocol of the Bible. When we get off of our emotions and got this personal relationship with him, that is contrary to the Bible. So that's how it worked in Moses' days. Now watch the people respond. Because Moses is bringing some back to their mind, Mother D of Israel, and Moses is going to remind the children of Israel, all 12 tribes, about something in verse 23. And we'll read down a little bit. Let's read 23 and 24. And Brother Micaiah pick up in verse 25 to 29. Let's see what it says in verse 23 and 24. Mother D of Israel, come on.
Deuteronomy chapter 5. Verse 23 and 24. Verse 23. And it came to pass when you heard the voice out of the midst of the darkness, for the mountain did burn with fire, that you came near unto me, even all the heads of your tribe and your elders. Verse 24, and you said, behold, Yahweh, our Yahweh, has shown us his greatness, and his greatness, and we have heard his voice out of the midst of the fire. We have seen this day that Yahweh doeth talk with man, and he liveth.
Hold that point. Let me get something in there. Who do Yahweh talk to again, Mother D of Israel, according to verse 24 at the bottom?
Yahweh doeth talk with man, and he liveth.
Yes, Well, you see, you see what the Bible saying? Yahweh talks to man. That's who Yahweh talks to man. Is you clear about that? Yahweh talks to man. You read that. Now precept that back to Numbers 27 and verse 15. Let's see if that's already written exactly. Well, Moses asked a question, and Yahweh got no problem of giving man the answer of a question. Let's see what the question is in 27, verse 15, Mother Dear Israel. Let's read down 15 down to verse 17. Let's find out he talks to man. So if you sit in an establishment and the man is not there as the leader of it, then you're wasting your time and everybody come in contact with you, according to the Bible. And that's why the Bible got to be introduced back to you, again, the Bible. Let's see what the Bible says that we can read in 27:15 on verse 17.
Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 15 through 17, verse 15. And Moses spoke unto Yahweh, saying, verse 16, let Yahweh, the Yahweh of the spirit of all flesh, set a man over the congregation of Israel. Congregation. Verse 17.
Good.
17. Good. Which may go out before them, and which may go in before them, and which may lead them out, and which may bring them in, that the congregation of Yahweh be not as sheep which have no shepherd.
You see that? So if the man is not leading the way, then the congregation of Israel have no shepherd. So if you know you Israel and a woman is over the congregation, then you have no shepherd. The world have turned the thing upside down. So whenever the woman is leading the congregation, Moses asked the question, what should we do? And he responds, 15, read again. Read it real plain what Moses, and Moses talking to somebody that got great power. What did Moses say in verse 15?
Numbers 27:15. And 15. Moses spake, huh?
Go ahead.
Numbers 27:15. And Moses spake unto Yahweh, saying,
verse 16,
let Yahweh, the Yahweh of the spirit of all flesh, set a man over the congregation of Israel.
You see that? So you see that? So you see what's supposed to be over the congregation? A man, a Yahweh man, a man. The woman's responsibility is not to be over a congregation, not to be over man. They got a great responsibility if you're going to do Bible. Bible time, and that's what we try to bring to the table, Bible time. A man's supposed to be over the congregation, not a woman. Out of order when a woman got the mouth going and men is present. It is right there. And that's why when you read 1 Timothy, Paul pulled that verse. And read it again, Mother Dear of Israel. Paul pulled that verse. He pulled this verse in 1 Timothy 2:11-12. He pulled the verse. Now you see where he pulled it from. 1 Timothy 2 and pick up verse what number? 11-12.
1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 11 and 12.
Mm-hmm.
It reads, let the woman learn in silence with all subjection. Verse 2. But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usury authority over the man, but to be in silence.
That means when anointed leadership is talking, the woman holds to listen. Now, the woman be ordained by the man to do certain things, but that's how the Bible says it got to be. But we out of order, and remember, last night lesson, take number 97, I'll show you the 17 nations, they knew this. They said, we can reverse the role. We got plenty of time. But we reverse the role, had a woman having a big mouth going, and then a man somewhere in the corner acting like he don't see what's going on. And out of his role, so reverse the role, we got another time to live. So that's the difference between teaching the Bible and teaching Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. That's why this ministry has been raised to come up on this national audience and teach the Bible. And let the Bible speak and just comment on what we read. So there it is right there. So now let's see what happens, Mother D.F. Israel. Now, Brother Micaiah. So we read 24 and 25. So now let's see what happened in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 25 down to verse 29. Listen to this. Listen to this so we can read. What do you say?
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5. Verse 25 down to 29. Verse 25 reads, now therefore, why should we die? For this great fire will consume us. If we hear the voice of Yahuwah, our Yahuwah, any more, then we shall die. Verse 26. For who is there of all flesh that has heard the voice of the living Yahuwah speaking out of the midst of the fire? As we have and live. Verse 27. Go you near and hear all that Yahuwah, our Yahuwah, shall say, and speak you unto us all that Yahuwah, our Yahuwah, shall speak unto you, and we will hear it and do it. Verse 28. And Yahuwah heard the voice of your words when you spake unto me. And Yahuwah said unto me, I have heard the voice of the words of this people, which they have spoken unto you. They have well said all that they have spoken. Verse 29, oh, that there was such a mind in them, that they would fear me and keep all my Torah instructions always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever.
Yeah, that. He said, I heard these people. He said, they love to give testimony and lip service. But guess what? They would not do nothing that I said. They hear me say something, but they not going to do nothing I say. And we trying to show you that the roles got to reverse back to the Bible. And once we understand, once the roles reverse back to the Bible, Yahuwah going to intervene. And long we continue to follow the rules and regulations that the other nations have set up, we always going to be on the bottom of everything. See? Because our mighty one is not going to intervene until you understand what happened. Did we read that Deuteronomy 83, 1 through 4 yet?
Yes.
Okay, what did verse 4 say? What did Deuteronomy 83, verse 4 say? And Mother D.F. Israel helped me Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 down to verse 27. Let's see what okay. The verse 4 says in Psalms 83, verse 4.
Yeah, Psalms 83, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, they have said, come, and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance.
You see that? So the day is to all the other nations. They said, let's go cut them off from being a nation. Yet the name of Israel will be no more in their head. So So, you see what I'm saying? Now, that was told to David in 1000 B.C. Children of the book no longer use the name Israel. They use every other name and proud of it. So by using the other name, they will not have this over their head when they step out in the world. They will not have number 6. Verse 22 down to verse 27. So you see,
numbers
they have been for you. They have removed what David prophesied to happen to you. That wasn't in David's time. David and knew their name, and they knew who they were. But today, we don't have a clue, because that prophecy has been filled to as we speak today. And what have been removed from us, we're getting ready to read in Numbers chapter 6, 22, down to verse 27. What is it?
Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 to 27. Verse 22 reads, "And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying," verse 23, "Speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying on this wise, you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them," verse 24, "Yahweh bless you and keep you," 25, "Yahweh make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you," 26, "Yahweh lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace," verse 27, "and they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them."
You see what the Almighty told Moses? Go tell Aaron the seer. To go tell his son, to go tell the children of Israel, all 12 tribes, if you keep the name Israel in your name, you're upon the blessing. But if you do not have that name, you're not upon the blessing. So that's the game changer right there. Now, remember we read in Deuteronomy, it was prophesied through Moses, you're going to be a byword and a proverb. That means the proverb, the byword, is you will be called every other name. And if the end of your name would not be the blessed, the end of your name will be what? Culpepper, Anderson. I want to offend nobody. Skip a couple names. Give me a couple of names that are going to be in your name. One of y'all help me out. What's going to be on the end of your name?
Stewart.
Huh? Yeah.
Stewart.
Give me a couple more names.
Stewart, McClain.
Yeah. McClain, Fishburg. You have all these names at the end of your name. Your last name going to be Craig. Everything. You see? Your name going to be everything, and then you want to know what will happen. You'll remove your blessing by not sending the ministry telling you, you must put at the end of your name, Israel. We understand you got a government name to cash your checks and everything else. Okay, fine. But that don't mean once you not doing the government business, you don't tell the people at the end of my name is Israel. Because as long as I use the name Israel at the end of my name, I'm up on the blessing. But if I don't use the name Israel in my name, I'm upon a curse. See? So now we can bring in what he told Isaiah to write in 65:15. So now this is what he told Isaiah to put in place after David had told you that you're going to be cut off, that your name Israel will be no more in your head. Now, by not having that name applied to you, look what Isaiah wrote in 65, verse 15. Brother Mackay, what did he write?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 65, verse 15. 15 reads, "And you shall leave your name for a curse unto my chosen. For Yahweh shall slay you and call his servants by another name.
Is it that? And Almighty gonna slay you because you're gonna be called by another name. That means the name that you so proud of, the reunions you go to, it don't have nothing to do with the Bible. And they had a Bible at the reunion. But you gonna be up on and anything might jump off because you don't have a protection of the Almighty. Because all the way you have a protection of Yahweh, you got to have the name at the end of your name. So whatever your name is, when you introduce yourself, at the last of your name will be the blessed name. But you got the cursed name at the end of your name. Now what cursed name you got at the end of your name? Let's go read some name that you got at the end of your name that you will adopt to more quicker than anything. Let's start off at 14:13, Mother Dear of Israel. Let's show you some names that you got at the end of you that you will identify with more than what the Bible tell you. Let me go to let's go to 45, Mother Dear of Israel first. Let's go to 45. No, 44 of Isaiah. Then we're gonna go and take a look at some names that you will identify with more quicker than any names. We're going to the 44th chapter and see what he told Isaiah the seer concerning you, in verse 44, verse 1, and verse 5, and verse 6. 1, 5, and 6. Listen to 1, 5, and 6. Let's see what he say. 1, 5, and 6.
Isaiah chapter 44, verses 1, 5, and 6. Verse 1. Yea, now hear, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Did I read that right?
That's okay. Go ahead.
I like to read it right.
Well, hey, that's why we told you. That's why we always say, get the Dollar Quarter book, The Righteous Act, with someone in the Six Anointed Camp, give me a precept, give me a word, and give me a precept back. Then we'd be sharp. And when it's showtime, we're ready to go.
I thought I was going to break it down. Let me do it again, Sia. Isaiah 44, verse 1. Yet now hear, O Israel, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Verse 5. One shall say.
Hold that point. Back up to 17:34 of 1 Kings. Let's hold that point for a minute. Now let's go back to 1 Kings 17:34. Let's see how you bring this out in front of this national audience with over 400,000 listeners on the international side. Let's see how you bring this out.
1 Kings 17:34.
34.
You say 1 Kings 17, right?
17:34.
It's 24.
Kings 17:34.
It's only 24 verses.
Okay. Well, what I want, make it 2 Kings then. What I want then? Okay, what I want? Okay, what I want? I want, I'm just calling off the top of you, to make a point here. So try 2 Kings 17:34 then. I'm just going to get a point, and I'm going to see how you come off Monday. 2 Kings 17:34.
2 Kings chapter 17, verse 34 reads, unto this day they do after the former manner. They fear not Yahweh, nor do they after their stature or after their ordinance or after the Torah instruction, after the covenant and the Torah, after Torah instruction, which Yahweh command the children of Israel, whom he named Israel, the children of Jacob, whom he named Israel. That's what I thought it was.
Mm-hmm. And that's the same way you probably read it in that verse over there, because that was the illustration of exactly the one, the children of Jacob, who he named Israel. See, the children of Jacob, who he named Israel. See, so they were bringing it back to the attention that your fathers was named Jacob, but the Almighty changed his name to Israel. So that was a reminder. So when you read 44, that's the mindset you've probably been had in 44:1. What you read right here in 2 Kings 17:34. It says,
So I did it right at first then.
Well, you done it right, but now you on showtime now, Mother Dear of Israel. It's showtime now. When it's time for showtime, it's time to deliver.
Okay.
Come back to verse 1 and deliver.
All right, see ya. Isaiah chapter 44, verses 1, verse 5 and 6, verse 1. Yet now hear, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel whom I chosen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Verse 5. One shall say, I am Yahweh, and another shall call himself by the name of Israel, and another shall subscribe with his hand unto Yahweh and surname himself by the name of Israel. Verse 6, thus says Yahweh, the King of Israel and his Redeemer, Yahweh of hosts, I am the first, and I am the last. And beside me, there is no Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but remember in verse 5, he was somebody in the 32nd chapter did carry the name of Jacob. But in the same token, that name was to be no more used anymore. So that name Jacob, this is a illustration which Isaiah is going over. See, Isaiah is going over. He reminded him that your father was called Jacob, but the Almighty blessed him and called him Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So the history right here in verse 6, he said when they come to mind of this thing, they're going to surname themselves Israel. See, Jacob's going to Israel, and they're going to surname themselves Israel. So at the end of their name will be Israel. When it comes to mind, they'll put down them slavery names, which was the Jacob name that came from. They'll put that slave name down, and they'll put Israel there. He said they're gonna be reminded of this. So he was teaching the children of Israel that you ain't always been called Israel. Your father was called Jacob, whose name Israel. And then they said, who said that to them in verse 6? The Almighty, the first and the last, is the one that did that. So now you turn right over to the 45th chapter, and you look at it again in verse number 4.
Isaiah chapter
45. Hmm? Yeah, just read it where you see it. It'll pan itself out. 45,
okay.
Verse 4.
Isaiah chapter 5, verse 4. For Jacob, my servant, sake, and Israel, my elect, I have even called you by your name. I have surnamed you, though thou hast not known me.
See that? So I surname you. I last name you. I last name you. I last name you Israel. But you don't know it because you're 21:16 of Proverbs. You reason you don't know that? Because you're sitting in Proverbs 21:16. What is that? What is Proverbs 21:16? So he said, you don't know that you are the people of the book. Because if you do, you knew you're people of the book, you will surname yourself on, according to the Bible that you got in your hand. That what he's saying? He said, you don't know that. You got that big Bible in your hand, and you still call yourself by your slave master's name.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you don't know that. Look what he said that we can read.
Proverbs chapter 21, verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
The man that wanders out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead.
So that's what, that's when you know those that stand before you in the congregation of the dead. If they don't recognize that you got the book in your hand and you've been surnamed the name Israel, but you call yourself any other name besides Israel, you wonder why you're not blessing, being blessed as a nation. Sure, individuals get blessed. But we talk about as a nation, you're not getting blessed as a nation.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's put on you, because you're not using the name that will put the blessing over your head. You're using your worldly name and try to use the Bible to justify your case with the Bible open by using a worldly name that do not carry the blessing. See? And that's why we're in the condition we're in now. And that's why this ministry is coming showing you the blessing is in the name. So if you don't use the name, how do you expect for him to bless? It's like somebody call you on one cold winter day, snow everywhere, and call you Cold Pepper when you know your name is William. Hey, Cold Pepper, I'm stuck out here on 103rd Street. And boy, I sure wish you come on, give me a hand. He said, I'm sorry, sir. I'm not Cold Pepper. That's the same thing the man saying. You called me by a name that I didn't give you. And then you called me a name that I don't know what name you called me. And I'm going to bless you. That's the wrong number. So we've been teaching wrong numbers all our life. We call on a person don't even exist. See? But as a nation, we feeling this. But as a few individuals, like T.D. Jakes and Klepto Dollar, they get plenty of money behind miseducating you. Got you on the wrong day, wrong name, wrong everything, but they prospering off it. And you remain in a congregation of the dead as a whole, as a nation. Sure, a few individuals get passed, but as a nation, you don't get passed. So until we come back to the order of the Bible, we're always going to be in this predicament. So we're going to stop it right there and bring our elder and tell you about who brings this broadcast, and then we'll get back to the broadcast what we on in. So we're going to bring back our elder. He finally got out of that big dignitary meeting. So now he ready to address this national ordinance. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahweh be to that seed royal.
And Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, the seed royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, the Elder Tibbs. We had a very interesting lesson on take number 97 and 98. So whatever you got to tell this national ordinance, you on the clock. Flow is yours and come up.
Well, Yahweh, I'll be with you once again, Brother Seer, and thank you for inviting me into the night's broadcast. And as you might imagine, I had a very interesting evening also. We will start with that. A couple of days ago, I had like 30 members from a congregation to enter our broadcast, which was a good thing. But they were unexpectedly bombarded with the Willie Lynch letter. But later on, I found out after talking to these members, it was hard to listen to, they said at first. But later, we broke it down with scripture. And I found out today that those members hung tough and stayed in there. They even had one of the pastors said they should be aware of the Willie Lynch letter, one of the pastors on their side, which I thought was a good thing that he humbled down and said that. But after the whooping that I got, it turned out to be a blessing after speaking with those people again. This is why I always say, in the beginning of the broadcast, we're here to help guide you through these dark times of Christianity, bad teaching, loud bump the gums contests, and a lot of confusion is out there right now today. This is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's Ministry. Because we come to you live and we're open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's Word. Connecting the Bible books, your health, and foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. We do all this because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek. And now you have to look no further. You found it in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadav. Just like those other 30 confused church members did, they came back and realized we were giving them the right word. And that word is given from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. No class on Tuesday unless we have a special event or a high day. But we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath remains to be Friday. Current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. We even have a website address. To use this on any search engine, enter tribeyada.com. And after you click on it, just under the big line, you'll see choices. One of these choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. In the other device, you might see menu, but after clicking that, again, you'll still see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. You know, I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30, and also mentioned once again in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah live. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program, Hallelujah Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check our calendar. Calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends, and that includes myself, in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We even have a live program. It's a feature that's available during live broadcast time. Just enter three words. Yahuwah Radio Live. When you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav, and click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We also have a couple of email addresses the listening members can use. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. It's to write your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answered or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number, where you can call, leave a message on scriptures you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, by calling that same number, you can order what our members have known as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD, any particular 12 programs of your choice. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address. You will receive it promptly. On another note, please do not contact us here via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As you can see, he's generally pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos. even now in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5571.
Yeah.
And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. And if you happen to miss the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show after 10:15 p.m. Actually, let me correct that. Today, after 9:15 p.m. Except Fridays, program will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yakwa Radio Live. And when you click on it, look for Voices of the Truth Lights, Tribe of Yada. At that time, you can choose the program that you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Also, during the normal broadcast, we are also transmitting our program on PalTalk. On PalTalk, being listed under ethnic group, African American, just look for Voices of the True Israelites once again. You'll find this where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discuss during our broadcast will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, Writing Shotgun. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. So at this time, we will pass our program back to our Seer Israel. Keep your Bibles open. Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
Hallelujah. That was very excellent on bringing that topic. But we're going to hit the gear just for a minute. You know, we're going to take care of enough on that right now. And we're going to get into what, you know, the world is in, end time prophecy. That's why it's so important for you to know who you are. See, if you when you read your Bible with understanding who you are, then you'll be able to see exactly who everybody else is and what is already written by the mouth of the seals from the ministering spirit, from the Father to the Son. You'll understand these things. Then you ain't got to be worried about that one eye Satan. You understand exactly what's going on. We'll give you a case in point. Brother Micaiah, let's run to 2 Ezra, chapter 15, verse 1 through 27. And Mother D of Israel, for time's sake, we just cut it. The second book of Ezra, chapter 16, verse 61, and we'll read down to 76. We just cut it. You know, we're going to let you know we understand everything, but everybody want to know about the deep prophecy of it, but that's all we got to tell you. You got to get in order, get yourself right to understand who's supposed to tell you what. And once you recognize who you really are according to the Bible, you'll recognize everything that's been told that's what's going on that one-eyed Satan of television. You'll be able to deal with it according to Scripture to help your loved one. Case in point, we're going to 2 Ezra 15, 1 through 27. Listen good as the young lion bring it out in 2 Ezra 15, 1 through 27, what it say?
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 15, verses 1 through 27. Verse 1 reads, "Behold, you in the ears of my people, the words of this prophecy, which I will put in your mouth, saith Yahuwah." Verse 2, "And cause them to be written in paper, for they are faithful and true." Verse 3, "Fear not the imaginations against you. Let not the incredulity of them trouble you that speak against you." Verse 4.
Let's go ahead.
Okay. "For all the unfaithful shall die in their unfaithfulness." Verse 5. "Behold, saith Yahuwah, I will bring plagues upon the world, the sword, famine, death, and destruction." Verse 6, "For wickedness hath exceedingly polluted the whole earth, and their hurtful works are fulfilled." Verse 7, "Therefore, saith Yahuwah." Verse 8, "I will hold my tongue no more as touching their wickedness, which they profanely commit, neither will I suffer them in those things in which they wickedly exercise themselves. Behold, the innocent and the righteous blood cry unto me, and the souls, the body of the just complain continually. Verse 9. And therefore, saith Yahuwah, I will surely avenge them and receive unto me all the innocent blood from among them. Verse 10. Behold, my people is led as a flock to the slaughter. I will not suffer them now to dwell in the land of Egypt, through the word from Mezarim, the house of bondage. Verse 11. But I will bring them with a mighty hand and a stretched out arm, and smite Egypt, through the word from Mezarim, the house of bondage, with plagues as before, and will destroy all the land thereof. Verse 12. Egypt, through the word from Mezarim, the house of bondage, shall mourn, and the foundation of it shall be smitten with the plague and punishment that Yahuwah shall bring upon it. Verse 13. They that till the ground shall mourn, for their seeds shall fail through the blasting and hail, and with a fearful consolation. Verse 14. Woe to the world and them that dwell therein. Verse 15. For the sword and their destruction draw now, and one people shall stand up to fight against another, and swords in their hands. Verse 16. For there shall be sedition among men, and invading one another. They shall not regard their kings nor princes, and the course of their actions and their power. Verse 17. A man shall desire to go into a city, and shall not be able. Verse 18. For because of their pride, the cities shall be troubled, the houses shall be destroyed, and men shall be afraid. Verse 19. A man shall have no pity upon his neighbor, but shall destroy their houses with the sword, and spoil their goods, because of the lack of bread, and for great tribulation. Verse 20. Behold, saith Yahuwah, I will call together all the kings of the earth to reverence me, which are from the rising of the sun, from the south, from the east, and Libanus, to turn themselves one against another, and repay the things that they have done to them. Verse 21. Like as they do yet this day unto my children, so will I do also in recompense in their bosom. Thus says Yahuwah. 22. My right hand shall not spare the sinners, and my sword shall not cease over them that shed innocent blood upon the earth. Verse 23, the fire is gone forth from his wrath, and has consumed the foundations of the earth, and the sinners, like the straw that is kindled. Verse 24, woe to them that sin, and keep not my Torah instructions. First five books of the Bible, says Yahuwah. Verse 25, I will not spare them. Go your way, you children, from the power, defile not my temple. Verse 26, for Yahuwah know all them that sin against him, and therefore deliver he them unto death and destruction. Verse 27, for now are the plagues come upon the whole earth, and you shall remain in them, for Yahuwah shall not deliver you, because you have sinned against him.
So you see that? You know, although you can be a great reader, very smart, but if you don't know who you are, you don't know the plan. So now you see, now look what he says in verse 15. That's why you have to know who you are, not who the slaves say you are. Look what we got written in verse
the book of Sacking Ashes, chapter 15, verse 15. 15 reads, for the sword and their destruction draw now, and one people shall stand up to fight against another, and swords in their hands.
Keep reading. I need to another verse. Give me another verse. I need about the
verse
the 16. Chosen. Yes, sir.
Verse 16. For there shall be sedition among men, and invading one another. They shall not regard their kings nor princes, and the course of their actions shall stand in their power. Verse 17, the man shall desire to go into a city and should not be able. Verse 18, for because of their pride, the city should be troubled, the houses should be destroyed, and man should be afraid. Verse 19, a man shall have no pity upon his neighbor, but shall destroy their houses with the sword, and the sword their good.
Now, the verse I'm looking for is my chosen one. What verse is that? What verse is that? That's the verse I want to come back to. I ran back listening real good. But he says something about his chosen one, and I want to do a little precepting on that. Once we clear that, he's telling Ezra about his chosen one. What verse would that be there, young lion? Come on.
The book of Ezra, chapter 15, verse 21 reads, like as they do yet this day unto my chosen, so will I do also in recompense in their bosom, thus says Yahweh.
You see the man saying? The man said, just like they do to his chosen. See, it's a people that have been chosen to do this job. But the world is weighing out the chosen, and we got a precept to see who is chosen, but we can be clear about this thing, see, right? See, he said, I'm going to get the one that continue to whoop on his chosen one. Let's run through the 41st chapter of Isaiah, Brother Micaiah. It's a good idea who's these chosen ones, and they got a day coming, but it's something they got to do and help their loved ones understanding that they got a position in Yahweh as the chosen ones. So who's the chosen one that we can read? And matter of fact, go to back up to 25, way back in the heavenly chapter 55 of Leviticus. Let's walk it up about three times, then we get on to Mother D of Israel. Let's find out about this thing, because we need to find out about this thing so we can read our Bible and let the picture be painted to us. Our problem is we don't know who we are. But look what he told Moses to write in the book of Leviticus 25:55. What did he say?
The book of Leviticus, chapter 25. Verse 55 reads, for unto me the children of Israel are servants. They are my servants, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt, polluted word from Mezzarim, the house of bondage. I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
So you see that? So you see, it's written in the heavenly tablets, the one that is the Almighty servants. He is the children of Israel. No ministry gonna tell you that. Then we're gonna precept that to 41, verse number 8 down to verse 10 of Isaiah. See, when is you gonna hear the Bible, although you see Bibles even in the motels and hotels? But is anybody gonna explain to the Bible? Explain to you what the Bible really saying and the reason why you in this condition you in now? He said, you got a day coming, but it's some things you got to remember. Come on.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verses 8 down to 10. Verse 8 reads, but you, Israel, are my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend.
You see that? 44, verse 1.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 44, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, yet, now hear, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen.
So you hear that? So he making it plain now. Come back to 26 of Leviticus, and look what he says and what he going to do if you do something. 41 and 42. Come back to Leviticus 26, verse 41 and 42. You're going to reach the last verse in verse 46. See, if you let the Bible do the talking and then you able to help your friends, you can stop this thing, this thing that got us down by reading the Bible the right way. You can see what it reads in 26, verse 41, 42, and 46. Listen good.
The book of Leviticus, chapter 41, 42, and 46. 41 reads, and that I also have walked contrary unto them, and have brought them into the land of their enemies. If then their uncircumcised mind be humble, and they then accept of the punishment of their sin. Verse 42, then will I remember my covenant with Jacob, the name was changed to Israel, and also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham will I remember, and I will remember the land. Verse 46, these are the statutes and judgments and Torah instructions, first five books of the Bible, which Yahweh made between him and the children of Israel in Mount Sinai by the hand of Moses.
Yeah. So you see, he said, now, if you start remembering, then I'm going to remember. If you start remembering what I told Moses in the first five books to pass on to the elders, once you start remembering who you really are, that you are my chosen ones, and my chosen ones got a responsibility. But you don't remember that, not in Christianity, Islam, or Judaism. You would never remember nothing we read today out of take 98. So when we go to the 44th chapter again and read verse 26, you won't put this together unless you know who you are. Isaiah 44:26 says what? Listen good what he says.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 44, verse 26. 26 reads, that confirmeth the word of his servant Israel, and performeth the counsel of his messengers, that said to Jerusalem, polluted word for Yada Judah, you shall be inhabited, and to the city of Judah, polluted word for Yada, you shall be built. And I will raise up the decayed places thereof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds pretty good. Now back up to 43. That sounds real good right there. Now, that sounds real good. All that gold. And look at the hammer dropped in verse 43, verse 21. Look what he got written in his Bible. 43:21 says what there, Brother Micaiah?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 21 reads, this people have I formed for myself, they shall show forth my praise.
You see the man saying, this people are formed for myself, and they do this is to show forth my praise. So you see that, see, Ray? When you sit up in the congregation of the dead, you'll never know who you are. You'll be called by every name. We'll take care of tomorrow. But this people is the children of the book, the children of Israel. If you line up with the name and hook back up with your father, then all of the blessing that would have been withheld from you will return in your lifetime. You see that? So my mother did up Israel. Let's see, can we piggyback off a little bit of that? Let's look at what it says in Amos chapter 9, verse 9 and 10. So you see, the preacher that stands before you cannot be a preacher, should be a teacher. And the only teachers, according to the Bible today, is the six anointed camps of voices over to his life. And that's just the way it is. Because we're going to show you who you are, how you got into this, and how to get out of it, to be able to help your offspring that's coming behind you. Sacrifice yourself to help them little ones that's behind you. And you know how you do it? By tuning into the broadcast, taking notes, and asking your demand to oversee you? Or what this mean? Why I never been told none of this? Why I never been told about Amos 9, 9, and 10? Mother D.F. Israel, what it say?
Amos chapter 9, verses 9 and 10. And it reads, "For lo, I will command, and I will shift the family of Israel, shift the family of Israel among all nations, like as corn is sifted in the savory. Yet shall not the least grain fall upon the earth." Verse 10. All the sinners of my people shall die by the sword, which say the evil shall not overtake nor prevent us.
He said, "I'm gonna sift you like sift all over the place." He said, "I'm gonna do this for one reason, but I'm gonna know exactly where you at." Now, I don't know where you at, but then I'm gonna tell you something in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 46. I got something to tell you. Would you listen? He said, "Listen, Isaiah. 1 Kings 8:46. He said, "Listen. All you gotta do is listen to me. I got it written already. Rehearse the righteous act, what I got. And what do I got that we can read in 1 Kings 8:46?
1 Kings 8:46 reads, "If they sin against you, for there is no man that sinneth not, and they be angry with them and deliver them to the enemy, so that they carry them away captive unto the land of the enemy, far or near."
Go ahead.
47. "Yet if they shall bethink themselves in the land, whether they were carried captive, and repent and make supplication unto you in the land of them that carried them captive, saying, we have sinned and have done previously. We have committed wickedness."
So what he's saying. That's good. Look what he's saying. Give me 2 Chronicles 7:14-16. Look what he's saying. He said, all you got to do is bethink yourself. Admit that who you are, the children of Israel, and stop sinning against me. Then will I intervene. But long as you keep in Sunday, Lord God and Jesus, women leading the ministry, not the man. This thing been turned upside down. You're not going to get the blessing. You'll get the worldly blessing, but you're not going to get the spiritual blessing until you get back in order. That's what the man's saying. Now look what he's saying with all this information on the table in 2 Chronicles chapter 7:14-16. Look what he says. And Bub Micaiah have me 2 Ezra 16:61. And we'll read a little bit out of that. Look what he say that we can read.
2 Chronicles 7:14-16.
Yes, ma'am. What does it say?
2 Chronicles 7:14 reads, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Verse, now my eyes shall be opened and my ears attended unto the prayers that is made in this place. 16. For now have I chosen and sanctified this temple, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my mind shall be there perpetually.
Mm-hmm. Now back up to number 627. What name, what people is called by his name? What people are you talking about that if they will put the name there and the program, what name is we talking about? Christian? Judaism? Islam? What name do these people of the Mighty One have to have coming out their mouth? Number 627. Come on, mother.
Numbers chapter 6, verse 27. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them.
Now go to Malachi 3:16-18. So you see how it's so plain. But long we continue on the way we going with the klepto dollars and the TD Jakes, and they never tell you what you hearing out of tape 98. It's a people that he chosen, and he gave him a name, a land, and fringes. And said, if you the name, the land, keep the Sabbath day, wear your fringes, I got no choice but to bless you. Because I'm the order of things. Look what he says in Malachi 3:16-18.
Malachi chapter 18:16 reads, then they that fear Yahweh spake often one to another, and Yahweh hearkened, listened, and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the name and that thought upon his name. Verse 17. And they shall be mine, says Yahweh of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spares his own sons that serve him. Verse 18. Then shall you return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that served Yahweh and him that served him not.
But what name they talking about? And what about his name? Let's go to Proverbs 18, verse 10. So you see, he got it written all over the Bible, see, right here. You going to have to let the man, the one that put you off in this captivity through your own disobedience, you got to give back Caesar's what Caesar's and give Yahweh's what Yahweh's. Look what he says in 18, verse 10 of Proverbs. Listen good. 18, verse 10.
Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. The name of Yahweh is a strong tower. The righteous runneth unto it and is safe.
The righteous is going to run to the name. So the righteous ain't going to kick when they hear the name. The righteous is going to run to the name. And 119:142, who is that? Mother D.F. Israel in Psalms. And who is these righteous? When they hear the name, they're going to start researching that name. YHWH. What that name mean? The righteous is going to want to know that name. YHWH. Then the righteous is going to say, wait a minute. You mean I've been told by Lord, God, Jesus, Allah, and Buddha that ain't got nothing to do with the Bible? The righteous is going to check this thing out. And they're going to use the name. But the righteous is going to have to be a 119:142. What does it say?
Psalms 119:142 reads, your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your Torah instruction is the truth.
You see the man saying? But look what he says in 111 verse 10, O D of Israel. 111 verse 10 of Psalms. David speaking from the minister spirit's mouth. The minister spirit is speaking from the Son and the Father's mouth. You got to believe something. Why don't you believe the Bible? You want to come out of this thing? Your Lord wants? Put yourself on hold for a minute. What about your babies? If you don't tell them that 111 verse 10 is in the Bible, what does it say?
Psalms 111 verse 10. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his Torah instruction. His praises endures forever.
A good understanding when you keep the first five books. That's how you get to understand it. No, you don't get to understand it as long as you contrary to it. You always going to be dumbfounded. You think this mighty one name is Lord, God, Jesus, Allah, and Buddha. No. Though it was no vowels in the original Semitic language. Up to 96 A.D., it was what one name was called on was the four letters. Every name after John put his pen down in 117 through 19 and 41 is from Satan the devil. So if you're not using the name, you're calling on Satan the devil. You got to know this thing, Israel, the children of Israel. Come on, Brother Micaiah, 2nd Ezra chapter 16, verse 61, let's read a little bit. So you see, we come humble, but we bring you the word. We might be rude in speech, but not according to knowledge. 2nd Ezra 16, verse 61 down to verse 76. And we'll close out and we'll come back tomorrow on the special edition called Thursday evening at 6 o'clock. Is you going to help your babies or you just going to continue to be puffed up and keep the system going for you and have your babies all disembobulated and been trained by that one-eyed thing called television, the cell phone, and TikTok somewhere on Facebook with TikTok? That's how you let your babies continue to be trained? Or you going to sit them down and tell them, come to the broadcast, take notes for mom and dad, and let's see what that book saying for real. Come on, Brother Micaiah, bring it.
Book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 16, verse 61 down to 76. 61 reads, he made man and put his mind in the midst of the body and gave him breath, life, and understanding. Verse 62, yes, and the spirit of Almighty Yahuwah, which made all things and searching out all hidden things and the secrets of the earth. Verse 63, surely he know your invention and what you think in your mind, even them their sin and would hide their sin. Verse 64, therefore have Yahuwah exactly searched out all your works, and he will put you all to shame. Verse 65, and when your sins are brought forth, you should be ashamed before man, and your own sins shall be your accusers in that day. Verse 66, what will you do, or how will you hide your sins before Yahuwah and his angels, ministering spirits? Verse 67, behold, Yahuwah himself is the judge. Fear him. Leave off from your sins and forget your sins to meddle no more with them forever. So shall Yahuwah lead you forth and deliver you from all trouble. Verse 68, for behold, the burning wrath of a great multitude is kindled over you, and they shall take away certain of you and feed you, being idle, with things offered unto idols. Verse 69, and they that consent unto them shall be had in derision, and in reproach, and trodden underfoot. Verse 70, for there shall be in every place, and in the next city, a great insurrection upon those that fear Yahuwah. Verse 71, they shall be like a madman, sparing none, but still spoiling and destroying those that fear Yahuwah. Verse 72, for they shall rest and take away their goods and cast them out of their houses. Verse 73, then shall they be known, who are my chosen, Israel, and they shall be tried as the gold and the fire. Verse 74, hear, O you, my beloved, says Yahuwah, behold, the days of trouble are at hand, but I will deliver you from the same. Verse 75. Be you not afraid, neither doubt, for Yahweh is your God. Verse 76. And the God of them who kept my Torah instruction and precepts, says Yahweh, Yahweh. Let not your sins weigh you down, and let not your sins lift up themselves.
Mm-hmm. Back up to verse 70 to 72 again. So you're the man saying? You're the man saying. He said, listen, my chosen one, I'm going to deliver you, but you got to make up. You got to come out, Moses of Israel, Revelation 18, verse 4, down to verse 11 and closing statement. So you got to make a change, not for yourself, but for your babies. You know the reason why we in trouble now? Because we don't even know. We just reading the Bible and letting Christianity, Islam, and Judaism interpret your book to you, and they cannot tell you the truth of the matter because they got another king over them is not the one over you. Read verse 79 to verse 72.
The book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 16, verses 70 down to 72. Verse 70 reads, for there shall be in every place in the next city a great insurrection upon those that fear Yahweh. Verse 71. They shall be like madmen, sparing none, but still spoiling and destroying those that fear Yahweh. Verse 72. For they shall waste and take away their goods and cast them out of their houses.
Now that's good enough. That's good enough. Mother, hold that point. Hold that point of that 18 verse 4. We take it at tomorrow. Just bag away from that. And let's go back to Revelation chapter 12, verse 17, and 14, 12 in the closing statement. Let's bag up from that. We take it at tomorrow. But what he's trying to tell you, Steve Reyes, it's going to be great insurrection on those that keep the Torah instructions, see, right? The ones that apply the Bible, you're going to catch it. But Yahweh said, I'm going to intervene and stop it. But you got to come and get the slapping on side of the nose to be delivered. Revelation 12, verse 17. Bring it, Mother.
Revelation chapter 12, verse 17. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which kept the Torah instructions of Yahweh and have the testimonies of Yahweh the Son.
You see that? So the dragon got peoples, and he's going to make war when you tell them, I don't want to keep Sunday no more. I want to keep the Sabbath day. I don't want to wear the gate clothing. I want to wear me some fringes. They're going to make war against you. I don't want to call them Lord God and Jesus no more. I want to call them the four-letter man, Yahweh. Then your closest loved one going to make war against you. See that thing right here? But he said, listen, I got your back, but you got to go through this. What it says in 14:12 Revelation in a closing statement, 14:12.
Revelation 14:12.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What does it say, dear Israel?
Revelation chapter 14, verse 12. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the Torah instructions of Yahweh and the covenant of Yahweh.
You see that? So the patience is those that keep it. You gonna be ridiculed by what? You mean we ain't keeping Christmas no more? We gonna keep Passover and all these, what? Where are you getting this stuff from? See? That's when the persecution can come. We're going to see how you stand when you show what the Bible is really saying and how you stop and the buck stop with you to help your offspring that's behind you. Mother D of Israel, acting on your part. I'm thinking you get in a little bit early tomorrow because we're going to be stretching out real good tomorrow. If you can get in an hour earlier tomorrow. You on the clock for your closing statement. Come on.
Exodus chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. And it reads, "And Moses said unto the people, Fear you not, stand still, salvation of Yahweh, which he will show to you today. For the Hamites whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever." Verse 14, "Yahweh shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you. You see that? He will fight for you. And you ain't got to worry about keeping up with. All you need to keep up is with the word. Just keep up with the word. Now let's precept that, Brother Micaiah. Let's go to Jeremiah 51, verse and 12. Let's precept that. That's some good talk you just heard. See, the Almighty will fight for you, but you got to make sure you're doing his business, not what you've been told through slavery. Not keeping the wrong date, calling on the wrong names. Don't have no fringes on. This is the sign he give you to for him to know who you are. Matter of fact, read Deuteronomy 4:22, just getting warmed up. Deuteronomy 4:22, real quick there, Brother Micaiah. 4:22 says what? Of Deuteronomy.
Okay, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4. Verse 22, Deuteronomy chapter 4, 22, 22 reads, "Die in this land. I must not go over Jordan."
What'd you read? Hold that point. Now make the Exodus. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mother Dear of Israel. Exodus 4:22. Thank you. 4:22 Exodus.
The book of Exodus chapter 4, verse 22, 22 reads, "And you shall say unto Pharaoh, Thus says Yahweh, Israel is my firstborn."
Go ahead.
Verse 23, "And I say unto you, Let my son go, that you may serve me. And if you refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay your son, your firstborn."
You see that? He's very particular about the children of Israel. He's telling the world, let them go for them to serve me. We're not serving him. We're serving everybody else. That's why we got all these pictures and all these problems in our head because we're not serving him. Now, back up to Jeremiah 10, make 16, 10 through 21. Just start at 10. We'll get our point out of this. Then we'll get that, what we said in 51, verse 10 and 12. But start at the 16th chapter and pick with verse 10. Let's read this a little bit. Jeremiah 16, 10. Let's read a little bit. Come on.
Okay, the book of Jeremiah, chapter 16, verse 10. Verse 10 reads, "And it shall come to pass, when you shall show this people all these words, and they shall say unto you, Wherefore have Yahweh pronounced all this great evil against us? Or what is our sin? Or what is our sin that we have committed against Yahweh, our Yahweh?" Verse 11. "Then shall you say unto them, Because your fathers have forsaken me, says Yahweh, and have walked after false Yahweh, served them, and have worshipped them, and have forsaken me, and have not kept my Torah instructions, first five books of the Bible, 12. And you have done worse than your father. For behold, you walk everyone after the imaginations of his evil mind, that they may not hearken unto me." Verse 13. "Therefore will I cast you out of this land into a land that you know not, neither you nor your father. And there shall you serve false Yahweh day and night, whether I will not show you favor."
You see the man saying, hold that point. He hears the man saying, he says, because you That's doing the same. You worse than your father. That was the man's thing. He said, I'm not going to show you no favor as long as you got this mindset. You won't be Christian, Judaism, Islam. You don't keep the Sabbath day. You don't have no fringes. You don't call him a true name. He said, you worse than your fathers. That's what a man saying. And matter of fact, what he said, give me 13, verse 8 through 10 of Jeremiah. I need a little bit more. Jeremiah 13, 8 through 10 there, Brother Micaiah. See what a man is saying? He said, you worse than your father, 13, 8 through 10.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 13, verse 8 through 10. Verse 8 reads, then the word of Yahuwah came unto me, saying, verse 9, thus says Yahuwah, after this matter where I marred the pride of Judah, polluted word Yada, and the great pride of Jerusalem, polluted word for Yada Judah. Verse 10, this evil people, which refuse to hear my word, which walk in the imaginations of their mouth, and walk after false Yahuwah, to serve them and to worship them, shall even be as this girdle, which is good for nothing.
You see the man is saying? Give me 51, 10, and 12 of Jeremiah. You see what the man is saying about you, children of Israel? You want to be Christian. You want to do Sunday. You want to do Lord God and Jesus. You see what the man is saying about you? He called you an evil people. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah 51, 10 and 12 in the closing statement. We'll leave it like this. Evil people.
Book of Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 10 and verse 12. Verse 10 reads, Yahuwah have brought forth out of righteousness. Yahuwah have brought forth our righteousness. Come. Let us declare in Zion, polluted word for Yada Judah, the work of Yahuwah, our Yahuwah. Verse 12. Set up the standard upon the walls of Babylon, Esau and his five sons. Make the watch strong. Set up the watch. Prepare the ambushes. For Yahuwah hath both devised and done that which he spake against the habitations of Babylon, polluted word for Esau and his five sons.